Hello, Cecil. What's new this morning?
Lots.
Don't you feel well this morning? You look sleepy.
We had a lot of excitement at home last night.
I know. Your aunt raised the roof again because you want to keep Nero. Isn't that it?
No. She didn't say much about Nero.
What happened then?
Plenty. We got robbed last night.
Robbed? What do you mean, robbed?
What does anyone mean when they say they got robbed?
Well, I guess they mean that something was stolen.
Well, that's just what I mean. Burglars got in the house last night.
Oh, Cecil, not real burglars.
Well, they weren't movie actors.
Oh, Cecil, you're just kidding. You didn't really get robbed.
All right, then. I'm just kidding, then. You won't believe me.
No, you're not kidding me either. I know.
I tell you, burglars got into the house last night.
Did they steal anything?
Oh, we didn't have much for them to steal. They took a little silver.
I wonder why they just took a little, Cecil. Why didn't they take a lot?
For the plain and simple reason that we haven't got a lot.
Oh, Cecil, you were really robbed. Isn't that horrible? Tell me more. How did it happen?
Well, some burglars got in the back door when we were asleep and helped themselves.
Isn't that just grand? You were really robbed by a real burglar. Oh, it's thrilling. How did they get in the back door, Cecil?
Just opened it.
With a skeleton key or something?
Well, it was unlocked.
Not really.
I wish you'd stop saying not really when I tell you something.
Well, what was the back door doing open?
Well, I forgot and left it open. That's why.
Oh, you shouldn't do that, Cecil. Don't you know that?
That's right. Tell me to lock the barn door after the horse is stolen.
Oh, Cecil, you haven't got a horse.
Well, this turned out to be a horse on me.
Cecil, what did the burglar look like? Was he young and handsome?
Oh, what did he look like? Now I ask you.
I'm asking you, Cecil.
How do I know what they look like? I didn't see them.
How many were there?
I don't know. One or two.
Oh, I wish you had seen them. I think that burglars are so romantic.
Well, you better not talk to my aunt that way. Not if you see her this morning. She has a different opinion of burglars.
Just to think your aunt was all alone in the house with burglars in it.
Hey, what am I? I was home, too.
Oh, Cecil. Goodness, I just remembered.
Yeah, I was afraid of that.
What about Nero, your dog? What did he do?
How do I know? No one woke up.
But you said he was such a good watchdog.
Well, I guess he wasn't watching last night.
And he let them get away? With your aunt's silverware?
Now, don't you start asking questions, too. I've had enough of it from Aunt Bess this morning.
Oh, that's all right, Cecil. Don't feel bad.
You see, I didn't lock the back door because I thought, well, no one will come in with a good dog like Nero on the job.
And Nero was asleep. Goodness, I'll bet your aunt was mad.
Well, you can't expect a dog to stay awake all the time. They have to sleep the same as we do.
Cecil, do you think that the burglars could have been friends of Nero's and he didn't want to give them away?
Oh, of course not.
Well, he could be. You don't know anything about Nero's past.
He wouldn't know any burglars. He was too good a dog.
Well, he wasn't a very good watchdog.
Well, everybody's entitled to make one mistake.
If it isn't too big.
Nero probably thought they were friends. The way they came in the house, you can't expect a dog to know everything.
Well, you could expect him to know the difference between friends and burglars, I should think.
No one asked you to think.
Oh, Cecil, I wish it had been our house.
So do I.
Maybe the burglar has a wife and children.
Well, I ought to stay at home with them then, and not go around breaking into people's houses.
Cecil, you should be forgiving. When a person does wrong, you should forgive them.
Yeah, it's very easy for you to forgive them. They didn't break into your house.
No, I'm sorry they didn't. I just love burglars.
And I'm the one that gets the blame.
Why, Cecil? What are you blamed for?
For leaving the door open. That's how they got in.
Well, you thought that Nero would bark if anyone came in.
Sure, that's what I told Aunt Bess. But she just sniffs.
Has she got a cold?
No, a temper. Oh, I've never seen her so mad. I don't know who she's madder at, me or Nero.
What does she say about Nero?
I'd hate to tell you. She raved for hours this morning.
Is that why you're late this morning?
Yeah. You know, she was against my keeping Nero in the first place.
Well, that's what you said. But you said you talked her out of it.
Yeah, and that's where I made a big mistake.
Why? Didn't you want him?
Oh, of course I did. But I should have used some other argument.
Well, what was it you said that made your aunt let you keep Nero?
I convinced her that he'd make a good watchdog. That's why she gave in.
Oh, you should have told her something else, shouldn't you?
She's going to make me pay for her silver.
Well, you didn't take it.
I know it. But she thinks it's all my fault.
Aw, she won't do that, Cecil. That's just because she's so mad right now about the whole thing.
Well, I'm about fed up, too. I didn't ask the old burglars to come in, and I can't be blamed if Nero wanted to be friendly with them.
Cecil, I can just see Nero wagging his tail and following them around in the dark.
Aunt Bess just doesn't understand dogs like I do.
Poor Nero. Did you give him a licking?
No.
Did your aunt try to whip him?
No.
I'll bet she wanted to.
I know she did. She was just dying to get her hands on him.
Will she make you give him away now?
No. She didn't say anything about it.
Oh, well, that's nice. It's kind of nice to have a watchdog around the house, even if he does make a mistake once in a while. Maybe you can train him to bark before you get robbed again.
We're not going to have burglars again.
How can you stop them?
Keep the doors locked. That's one way.
Well, what are you going to do about Nero?
Well, what do you mean, do about him?
Are you going to keep him?
No.
Oh, you're not?
No.
But I thought that you liked him.
I did.
Do you still like him?
Yeah, he's a peach of a dog.
Well, then if you're not going to keep him, are you going to give him away?
No.
But, Cecil, what are you going to do if you're not going to keep him and you're not going to give him away?
I'm not going to do anything.
But you'll have to do something, won't you?
Why should I?
Let me get this straight. Are you going to keep him?
I can't.
Are you going to give him away?
I can't.
Good enough. Will the pound take him away?
No, they can't do that either.
Oh, goodness, where is Nero?
I don't know.
You don't know? Your own watchdog and you don't know where he is?
No, I don't. What do you think I'm bothered about?
Because your aunt's silver was stolen.
Oh, that's not important.
Well, what is important, Sam?
Nero. That's what I'm worried about.
And you don't know where he is?
If I did, I'd go get him.
Well, Cecil, what happened to Nero?
Well, if you've got to know, if you've got to find out what happened to my watchdog, well, I'll tell you. Those dirty old burglars, when they took what they could, they weren't satisfied. No, they stole my dog, too. He's gone. That's why I can't do anything. Those dirty burglars to take my dog away.